from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Georgina Nowak.
And I'm Natalie Brown.
And we're going to run you through some of the big news events coming up next week.
Residents in Queensland's north are bracing for what could be their fourth cyclone since December on Sunday. There is a 55% chance that a tropical low will form into a cyclone in the Gulf of Carpentaria, threatening to dump rain on already flooded river catchments. According to the Bureau of Meteorology, the low will track east across the Top End and into the Gulf, where it may intensify on Saturday night and into Sunday morning. If it does form into a cyclone, it will be the fourth to cause potential problems for the region, which has been dealing with the impacts of cyclones Jasper, Kirrily and Lincoln over the past 3 months.
Geez, they can't catch a break. Moving on, economists have hinted the Reserve Bank of Australia is unlikely to change the national cash rate when it meets on Tuesday. Australia's central bank ultimately decided to keep the cash rate on hold at 4.35% in February, and they're unlikely to do the same for a third straight meeting. According to National Australia Bank economists, however, it's also unlikely to decrease anytime soon. The next rate cut from the RBA isn't expected before November, with the cash rate to gradually fall to 3.10% by the end of 2025.
Overseas now to the US, and we're expecting to hear a bit more about Donald Trump's legal woes next week.
Boy, boy.
The former president's trial involving hush money paid to porn star Stormy Daniels could be delayed up to a month after federal prosecutors handed 31,000 pages of records to the New York District Attorney's Office. The Manhattan prosecutors are expecting to receive more documents next week and have requested more time to review the new records. Without the delay, the trial was set to begin on March 25 in New York. It would be the first of four criminal indictments against Trump to go to trial. This comes after a request from Trump, who is the likely Republican nominee for this year's presidential election, to dismiss a criminal case that charges him with illegally holding on to classified documents after leaving the White House was denied earlier this week.
And in entertainment, there's good news for Swifties.
We're about to go on a little adventure together, and that adventure is going to span 17 years of music.
Yes, it's not over yet. The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version concert film, has finally dropped on Disney+. Fans will be able to hear You Are In Love from Swift's 1989 album, which has been unveiled as a third surprise song.
Cancel your plans, Georgina. We'll be back in a moment with a look at the sport coming up next week.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport, Australia's next WNBL champion will be crowned this weekend when the Southside Flyers and Perth Lynx play their deciding match. The Flyers forced the Lynx to a third game in the grand final series by sealing a 97-95 win in the dying seconds of Thursday night's game in Perth. The teams will meet in Game 3 of the series in Melbourne on Sunday, with the Perth Lynx hoping to win their first championship in 32 years.
Should be a good contest. And in case you were missing Australian soccer action, our Socceroos will play Lebanon in World Cup qualifiers next week. Coach Graham Arnold announced the squad for the matchups on March 21 in Parramatta and March 26 in Canberra, with young gun Alessandro Sercati a notable absence from the lineup. The 20-year-old's club commitments in Italy have ruled him out for this week's matches, but they also look set to rule him out for next month's under-23's Asian Cup, where a spot at the Olympic Games in Paris is up for grabs. The matches against Lebanon could secure the Socceroos' passage to the final round of World Cup qualification. No doubt news.com.au will be all over the action next week.
That's it for this episode of From the Newsroom. We'll be back with another update on Monday morning.
Your headlines from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.